This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
How do you get over writer's block? When you're trying to get in the zone, whether you are a writer, you are some sort of creator, you are a poet, you are an artist, or you're just writing and creating things for work, for your career, you have deadlines, and the ideas are not flowing. And you're trying to tap into different sources, and it's just not coming. You feel blocked. You feel stuck. How do you overcome that? As an artist myself, as a business owner myself, as someone who has dabbled as well in corporate America, in corporate jobs, and I know about deadlines and creating projects and creating songs and all of this, I have heard a plethora of different solutions, of different ideas from other people. Some will say, in writer's block, I just keep writing. I just keep going. Even if it doesn't make sense at the time, I just keep writing until the ideas get better. Some say, if I have writer's block, I will use a substance. It could be alcohol, it could be mushrooms, it could be marijuana, it could be some sort of herbal tea, whatever it is. I rely on a substance to give me that boost, to release those creative juices. And not saying that any of those are wrong. There is no judgment here. What came to me in preparing for this message is the right ideas will come to you at the right time for the right people. Seems easy enough, right? But I'm going to repeat it. The right ideas will come at the right time for the right people. So maybe you force it. Maybe you continue writing until it gets better. Maybe you do rely on a substance to get those energetic, those creative juices flowing. Maybe you go outside and get some fresh air. Maybe you change your scenery. Maybe you bounce ideas off of other people and get their input. Whatever your go-to is, or whatever solution or combination of solutions are, you have to understand that the right ideas will come. And sometimes in the midst of writer block, sometimes the purpose of that writer's block is for new direction. Sometimes the purpose of that writer's block, where the good ideas are just not coming and you feel stuck, sometimes it's for redirection. Sometimes you're being thrust. Sometimes you're being pushed and guided in a new direction. A direction that maybe you didn't see coming, but a direction that is timely, that is perfect for the right set of people. Packed with the right ideas that will make such a difference, such an impact. So I know we put pressure on ourselves whether or not we have deadlines from careers and different people. We ourselves put unnecessary pressure on ourselves to get this right. I have to write this many songs today. I have to finish this project today. I have to turn this in. I have to submit this. This is the deadline. I have to get this done. Maybe I'm getting worse. Maybe I'm not as good as I used to be. Maybe I'm not in my prime anymore. We put all this pressure on ourselves. And it could just be redirection. It could just be redirection for something greater. So be ready for it. So embrace the writer's block. If you're currently in it, or you were in it, or you will be in it, embrace the writer's block. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Whatever you choose to do, whether you continue writing, whether you bounce ideas off of people, you get support, whether you use some substances to help you out, or you just put the pen down, or you just close the laptop and you just stop. Trust the process. Embrace the process and know that the right ideas will come to you at the right time for the right people. Absolutely. Absolutely. Trust and believe that. You are special. You have unique gifts and talents. You have not lost your mojo. You are not getting worse. You are being guided. Bless.